Hi, everyone. My name is Andy Kars, and I am based in Stockholm, Sweden, where I run my own company called Lean Ventures. So basically, we help large companies optimize and run their innovation engines. So my own background, I'm an entrepreneur. I started four companies and I sold three. And I spent about 8 years also helping other entrepreneurs take their ideas to market. So approximately 200 teams, 8 years doing that, both as an advisor and investor. And then I again shifted my focus to this time helping large organizations with their innovation agendas. And that's what I've been doing for the past 3 years. And I'm here today to talk with Tendai Vicky. That's correct, the way I pronounce your name. Yeah. He's the co-author of The Corporate Startup and founder and managing partner at Benelli Jacobs. And I thought before we jump into today's topic, which is about how you can manage your product portfolio like a VC, perhaps you can talk a little bit about your own background and how you ended up helping large companies get better at innovation.
Yeah, so I'm actually a former academic. I used to teach psychology at university level. I have a master's degree in psychology, and that's what I used to. So I have a PhD in psychology, and that's what I used to teach. And so I was fortunate enough to get a fellowship to go to Stanford and spend some time there. And that's where I got into the whole technology startup space. And then I just caught the bug while I was out there, and that's how I ended up working in this space. And so I ended up coming back because I have a teaching background. It's quite, I've always found it interesting to coach and mentor. And so I started working in startup accelerators. And then just by chance, it wasn't by design, just by chance, I was asked to try and solve some of these lean startup questions for large companies. And so in doing that work and in trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work is where some of this, some of the frameworks in the corporate setup emerge, also in collaboration with, of course, Dan Toma and Esther Gans, who are my great co-authors.
All right. Thank you so much. Interesting background. I really like that. Before we get into talking about today's topic, which I'll mention again, how you can manage your product portfolio like a VC, coming back to your book, I mean, what I really liked about your book, I just recently read it, I have it here, is how you so clearly show what it takes to build a successful innovation ecosystem. And one part of that, of course, is to build and maintain a balanced innovation portfolio. Maybe you can start out by just explaining to us all seeing this video, what do you mean by innovation ecosystem and what do you mean by innovation portfolio?
Right. So what's interesting is like in every organization that I work with, If you walk into the company and say to them, what you need is more innovation, they start to tell you, no, we do innovation here. And then they can give you examples of one or two products that they've worked on as a way to fight back on that criticism that they're not doing innovation. And so the fundamental question about innovation ecosystems is, do they have a repeatable process for taking ideas from ideation all the way through to scale? So does Jonathan in sales, with a really great idea that might save the company, does he know where to pitch that idea, where to get funding for that idea, what tools he should be using to test that idea, and what happens next? And so what I say is that like every company should have a repeatable process for turning creative ideas into sustainable and profitable business models. And that's what really an innovation ecosystem is. And part of that ecosystem, one of the five elements of that ecosystem is what you're describing, or what we've called the innovation